I personally felt that I would like to hear from so many of you what your realizations of Srila Prabhupada are, how he has touched your life and improved it, how he is guiding you by his instructions and inspiring you by his activities. And although it is a week night and people have to work tomorrow, but I thought we would give some devotees a chance to share with us, which really means give ourselves a chance to hear from them what has touched them about Srila Prabhupada. At the end, I could say a few words within this, probably the same few minutes that everyone will have. But I would really, I think Srila Prabhupada would be pleased to hear all of you say whatever you can say about him. Of course, again, we have His Holiness Gunagrahi Das Goswami, who doesn't have the use of his voice for now. Could you say a couple of words, or it won't really... two words. Hare Krishna. That said it all. That said it all. Okay. Next. Any volunteers, or shall we call upon Janak Maharaj? Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namami. First I came in New York in 1978. My brother-in-law took me to Hare Krishna Temple, and I have seen first time the deity of Srila Prabhupada. Before a year, Prabhupada go away. And as you know, New York is the busiest city, and I am also busy. So once a while, I visited the temple on Sunday. But when I moved from New York to Huntsville, Texas, in 1982, and from onwards, the devotees are coming from Dallas and staying at my motel, and they give me prasad and some gifts and some books, and I get the time to read, and I know some thing about Prabhupada. Then I took the initiation in 1989. And the first call was my Guru Maharaj to read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and Prabhupada books. And I started to read about Prabhupada. And I got so many realization from him. So after 92, I joined full time. It was ordered from my Guru Maharaj that you should join full time. So when I joined in 1992 and I visited Vrindavan and Mayapur and Jagannath Puri again, but I was more astonished to see Rajadham as well as Mayapur Dham. And in Mayapur Dham I saw real devotion of the people everywhere. So what is devotion? I learned from the devotees. And then I joined every day the routine work over here in the temple and then I studied the books and everything, and I'm doing the Bhagavatam class also. But the attachment with Prabhupada is so much intense. Every day we are singing his glories in Dharti and Prabhupada puja and everything. So we are attached, and this attachment gave me. One day I am not fortunate to serve Srila Prabhupada, but one day in a dream I am in the temple and Prabhupada tired of sitting, and Prabhupada shown his leg this way, and I understand that I should massage the Prabhupada lotus feet, and I massage him, and Prabhupada gave me another right leg, another foot. This was a dream, and I was so happy to saw in the dream. And before that one dream came, that was the chastisement of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is chanting, and I am also chanting, but I am moving here and there while chanting. And Prabhupada called me, sit down over there and chant. Don't move here and there. So this is the chastisement I got it. And the second mercy I got to serve him, Hare Krishna.
I think we should either turn up the volume, or there's some sound coming here that's making it hard to hear. I don't know what. We can stop it. Or turn up the volume of the other microphone, or both. Now I'll have to request the devotees to keep their talks within 5 minutes. You don't have to use the whole 5 minutes, but not beyond 5 minutes, just so we can hear from others. Any volunteers? I would like to hear one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, Vijay Das, recently left his body, and he was thinking of Prabhupada up until the end, talking about Prabhupada, and several of the devotees here were serving him. His two daughters are here with us tonight, so I thought it might be nice for one of the daughters or one of the other devotees to tell us how they saw Srila Prabhupada's mercy on Vijay Prabhu at the end of his life. Guru Bhakti Mataji, were you there? Huh? Can we give her the... Or Bhagwati was there. Oh.
Hare Krishna. I wasn't there, I was there only for a short period of time, but we have a Vaishnava care team, and the members of the team who were visiting him regularly were Mother Kalindi, Nitya Kishori, Bhagavati. So they would visit him regularly. But one thing which I understood or I realized from Vijay Prabhu's life was that he was totally fixed on Srila Prabhupada. His nishtha and his faith in Srila Prabhupada was just absolute. And it was very gratifying to see how, just by having that faith in Srila Prabhupada and being grateful for his mercy, he was following the process, and his final test he passed so easily. And I was very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and for Vijay Prabhu for showing us the example that just by following the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us, anyone can pass the final test, just like he did. It was very, very inspiring to see that.
Hare Krishna. It was actually an honor to, in the circumstances, to take care of, to help Vijay Prabhu in the situation he was in. And it was actually very amazing to see how he had realized Srila Prabhupada's teachings by being so detached from his bodily situation. I was actually very, he must have been suffering quite a lot, and he was, but he never complained actually, and he just took it as it was. And like, Srila Prabhupada was always saying, we're not his body, and it was like he realized that from, despite all the situations he was in, he realized that. And yeah, just speaking about Srila Prabhupada's glory, his pastimes with Srila Prabhupada, how he spent time with Srila Prabhupada, walking, how he was serving, how he was doing making life members, traveling to India and coming to the United States and doing all kinds of services. But he was always had a very sharp memory as well, and he could just remember so many things that even devotees said in local classes here, you know. But I mean, even a class that he had heard once, and he was just saying that, I mean, we would never remember something like that, but Bo had this memory, like, amazing, and he knew whatever was going on, he knew it, and how he knew it, we don't know, because he was not a prominent person here at all. But he knew so many things which were happening with devotees. I was actually amazed when I visited him one time. I came and he was asking about all. He had been very sick, and then he was asking about Dwarkanath's daughter who had just got married. How did he know that? You know, all kinds of things. He was just, you know. He knew all these things, and somehow he had still the interest in asking how the devotees were doing. So that was very amazing, actually. So the last test was very amazing, how he was speaking about Prabhupada and telling, you know, still his realizations and his experiences, and then he just left like that. And he was actually telling my husband just 2 days before, he was talking about Guru Govinda Maharaj, how Guru Govinda Maharaj left his body, talking about Lord Jagannath and speaking with some devotees, and he said, I want to live like that. He said, that's glorious, and that's what he did, actually. Srila Prabhupada's mercy on a devotee who was not very prominent, but very Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Amarendra Prabhu is volunteering.
Hare Krishna. The day before Vijay Prabhu left his body, I was here in the temple room, and Guru Priya Mataji and Kishori Mataji told me that you need to go. You know that Vijay is very sick, and he does not talk anything else but Prabhupada, and you need to go and see. So thanks to them, immediately I was inspired, and I immediately went over there along with a friend of mine, and we went there, and as soon as we entered the door, he said, "Oh, Guptaji, you are doing so much service." And then he narrated the few instances of his association with Prabhupada ji when he was in Bombay, and he said that Prabhupada ji gave the class, and after giving the class, when he came outside, I put on shoes on his feet and I touched his lotus feet. And then also he said one time he went to Bhavaneshwar along with Giriraj Swami Maharaj, and he said how Giriraj Swami Maharaj was serving to him. He narrated in a very detailed, you know, I don't remember too much, but he really mentioned a lot about Giriraj Swami Maharaj's seva to Prabhupada. Maybe he knows, eh? And amazingly, you know, he didn't complain about anything, about his pain, about his other social activities, what will happen to my family, nothing. He was just totally absorbed, and he wanted to say something more about Prabhupada. Then other people came and we had to leave the room. So that really, really touched my heart, you know, that that how he, you know, when he was here, you know, we used to say that, oh, he is talking of the past, he served Prabhupada in India, and he is saying everything about him, and what is he doing nowadays, you know, see how we think about a devotee, we never know, but we should be careful. So, but he had his, the way he served, you know, we don't know. Amazingly how every individual serves to his spiritual master or his acharya, you know, we have to be careful. So that was really very big lesson in my life, that we should think before we talk, that how one devotee behaves to other, because we never know who is close to Prabhupada and who is close to Krishna. So I was very much impressed by, and thank God that I went there, and I wanted to touch his feet, but the other people came and there we had to leave. So I missed that part. Hari Bol.
I'm actually thinking one of the officers of the temple, Shamsundar Prabhu, the president, or someone should be the master of ceremonies. I'm just one of the dasas. I'm just, we're all just sitting at Prabhupada's feet. So who's going to be the master of ceremonies?
Gopinath
Prabhu. Gopinath
Prabhu?
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Simadya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Naminai Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kipasindu Bevacha Patitanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo Namaha. The foremost qualities of Srila Prabhupada was his implicit faith in Guru and Krishna. We can see the advantage of having the implicit faith in Guru and Krishna, what Prabhupada was able to achieve. Every action that Prabhupada has done is nothing but the showing what the scripture has to say, or the instructions we can learn from Srila Prabhupada. Even how he walk, how he talk, how he sees even. Every activity, every step he take, we can learn from Srila Prabhupada. He was the living example of how the perfect person can live in this world. And I think we are so fortunate to have our
grandfather like Srila Prabhupada, that we can not only that we have to speculate anything. Prabhupada has given no room for any speculation if you read his books. And Prabhupada is so merciful that most of his time at the old age, despite he has so many responsibilities, he has done a great favor to the humanity at large, is to give his books so we can read and associate with Srila Prabhupada. All his activity is transcendental. The other quality that I really feel and touch within my heart was he was very compassionate to his disciple and all of the living beings, whoever come in touch with Srila Prabhupada, he was a very compassionate person. There is no limit of glorification of Srila Prabhupada, because there is not a tinge of most of nature was acting at any time in Srila Prabhupada's life. And it's very, very hard to see the person in this material world. I remember in 1970, Srila Prabhupada visited the Surat city. I was studying at the engineering college at the time, but our college was far from the city, and I was not fortunate to meet Srila Prabhupada or serve him in any way. But I have full faith, like my Guru Maharaj used to say, that you can see that how the person who has implicit faith in Guru and Krishna serve and what are the benefits they get. We don't have to worry about anything as long as we show over the instructions that we have received from the Guru Maharaj, the perfection will come. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Girat Swami Nitinamane. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Nitinamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Dishchamne. So, a few years ago, I'm very young materially speaking, so a few years ago, I'm about 21 now. So I was about 17 and I was searching for some alternative lifestyle, some spiritual lifestyle. And I was going to many places, I was going to different churches and meditation centers and different things like that. And like a Seventh-day Adventist church and like a Buddhist meditation thing and just different things I was looking for. So eventually I ran into the, or I had a book, and then I ran into the Hare Krishna temple, and then I started coming to the temple. And I was doing like a compare and contrast. I was chanting with the devotees, and then I was going to church actually, and singing with them, and associating, asking them lots of questions, and kind of like examining them as persons and like that. So, as the prayer says that Prabhupada's delivering the world, the Western world, from impersonalism and voidism, meaning like obviously that God's like a light, or he's, or there's just nothing, or there's no concept of God. A lot of Christian theology has no like deep concept of God, meaning like what he looks like and what he does and where is he and everything. So I'm just very happy that Srila Prabhupada, that Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada and his devotees to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya, so that there is a concept of, that there's Krishna, that he introduced people to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I was actually listening to a lecture, I think it was today, and I was saying, His Holiness Guru Swami, and he was saying that India was like a box, and Krishna was inside of that box, and everybody knew Krishna, everyone knew who he was and everything, but in Srila Prabhupada, he he actually opened up the box and introduced the whole world to Krishna. So I'm just very happy that he did that, because without him doing that, I would have just been searching around, and I would have no other choice besides to go somewhere else. I wouldn't have any other choice. So I'm very happy for him extending his mercy, and also for his just being a perfect example, perfect devotee, a perfect example of how to be Krishna conscious, how to surrender to Krishna, because that example is needed in order to, so people can think, oh, okay, I could do it too. If he's showing the example, I could do it as well. And also for Srila Prabhupada's disciples, his devotees, showing the example how to surrender to Krishna, how to live a pure life, and how to transcend the modes of material nature, all these things. So I'm very happy that Srila Prabhupada trained his devotees so nicely like that. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Tamo Krishna Goswami Niti Namane. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prajadani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Dishitanani Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I guess I was thinking, I was hearing, listening to Janak Maharaj speak. I've had a few dreams also, Srila Prabhupada. And I feel like we all have, you know, I feel that the relationship is a direct one. I mean, it feels direct. But most of the dreams that I've had, Gurudev was in the dream also. And like one dream I had was Prabhupada was coming, he was arriving, and the devotees, they were having this like wildly ecstatic kirtan. And I knew what was going on in the dream because of that kirtan. It was just so ecstatic that you knew that what was happening was that Srila Prabhupada was arriving. And then the next part of the dream I remember was in the temple room, and I was sitting next to Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa-san. And Srila Prabhupada had some kartals, and I think they were in a bag or something, and he was trying to open the bag, but then he gave it to me to open it for him. And another dream I had, it was like a farm property or something, but it was like undeveloped, and there was hundreds and hundreds of devotees everywhere, and there was like some kind of trailer, and Srila Prabhupada was inside the trailer, and there were devotees all around outside, and Srila Gurudev was like grabbing me and taking me to go inside the trailer. And so I guess I feel that the relationship with Srila Prabhupada is direct, but I think my experience is more, it comes through his disciples, right? I feel like how I understand Srila Prabhupada, how I relate with Srila Prabhupada, how I feel his mercy is through his disciples. And we have, there, you know, of all of Srila Prabhupada's achievements that we all are, you know, benefiting from and, you know, living from, you know, there's the temples, you know, especially some of the temples in India, and deity worship, our culture, you know, so many things that Srila Prabhupada has given us. But to me, one of the greatest things is his disciples, especially now, I mean, I just see that there are so many. I mean, if you were to sit here and just talk about Srila Prabhupada's senior disciples and their qualities and their achievements and their preaching and, you know, listening to their lectures, their kirtans, it's, you know, it's just incredible. It's just so tangible. The, you know, enlivenment, encouragement, you know, strength that you can get in your spiritual life from hearing from these devotees. Another thing I was thinking about was how another devotee mentioned it also, how I feel how Srila Prabhupada has taught us, you know, through his example, a great, you know, secret of, you know, how the, of success in Krishna consciousness. We're all trying to achieve Krishna bhakti, or more specifically, we're trying to achieve the bhakti that the inhabitants of Vrindavan have for Krishna. And this is such a great thing. I mean, if you think about it too much, you might even get discouraged thinking, how is it possible to, you know, to achieve this thing? And, you know, we can chant and we can read and we can do our sadhana, you know, as sincerely as possible and with as, you know, concentration, trying so hard, but it's such a difficult thing to achieve. To get Krishna bhakti. But there's kind of a secret that Srila Prabhupada really showed by his example, that you can try and please Krishna, but it's not easy. It's difficult because we're going for such a high thing and it's not easy to get. But if you please your spiritual master, Krishna is automatically pleased. You don't have to wonder whether Krishna is pleased. If your spiritual master is pleased, Krishna is definitely pleased. So you achieve that thing by pleasing, you can do it. And to please the spiritual master, well, it's not, maybe not easy, but it's a lot easier than trying to please Krishna. We can know our spiritual master, you know, we can relate to him in such a direct way. He's very merciful, he's very compassionate, he wants to be pleased by his disciples. He gives them so many opportunities to please him. And he's so forgiving, so that, you know, is a great secret of success in spiritual life that Srila Prabhupada really showed us by his example. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Now we'll hear from Mahendra, Vijay Prabhu's son. By the way, today's program is sponsored by Vijay Prabhu's family.
I take it all y'all know my father, Vinachandra. Well, I am his son, and those are two of my two sisters, Rani and Shoda, and my mom, Carolina. And my father, he would consider all devotees, not just us, his family. He loved everybody. My father's life was just filled with a Krishna consciousness. Everything he would do, he's the temple, the devotees, he had diabetes a couple years ago, and then like his legs started giving out and his vision started going, but that would not stop him from coming to the temple with his cane. I'm pretty sure you remember him, he'd come with his cane, he was still coming, he could be missing both legs, but still he would go to the temple, We still go to the houses where you all would meet and still talk about Krishna. He loved Krishna. Nothing would stop him from going to Krishna. I want to thank all the devotees who came to the hospital to see my father. He really enjoyed that because he wanted to hear from Krishna. He wanted to see you all. He wanted to see everybody. His life was filled with Krishna, and then y'all helped him talk about Krishna. He was sharing Krishna consciousness with everybody here. You know, during his last days, he would talk about Prabhupada. And he would tell you all his stories about Prabhupada and his time in India. And then he was very happy. Every time he talked about Prabhupada and Krishna, that made him happy. That made his life. That filled his life with joy. And then sadly, his life ended at 57 years. That's what Krishna wanted. That's what Prabhupada wanted. I guess you can say he was able to reach Krishna consciousness under 57 years, which is good, because when he was lying there in the hospital, yeah, I wouldn't say a word. I was really, really sad. And my dad, I came to the temple, to the hospital. And my dad was taking his last breaths, and I was holding his hand, and then he was really cold. And he could see in my father's face that something was going on. And then when I was feeling his hand, I was looking at his mouth as he took his last breath. And then when he took his last breath, a feeling of peace came through his face. And you could see all the people who were there. You could see that he was very clean when he passed away. Guru Bhakti and I checked the pulse to see if there was a pulse, but there wasn't. And he died very clean, you know. He was able to share with y'all his knowledge, his life experiences with the Krishna consciousness and all his time in India. Because what I know about him is that when he was very young, he's from India. And he would travel the world spreading the word like Prabhupada did. And he would just go from El Salvador, Guatemala, all over the world. But he liked to travel and he liked Krishna. That's what the man, my father, was mainly about. And he would go with y'all to Dallas. He would go wherever y'all go to spread the word. He'd be there, you know. He could be with his cane. He could be missing both legs. If he still had a heartbeat, he would travel around the world to spread the word. That's dedication that he had to his religion. And, you know, I miss my father, but now he just left his body expired. He left his body, but his soul lives on. Thank you.
Now it's kind of getting late, you know. We'll ask Maharaj to have some words.
I just thought to share one brief story. Srila Prabhupada was speaking to a group of people, and there was a newspaper reporter. Srila Prabhupada was speaking about the Varnashram system. Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Brahmacharis, Grihastas, Vanaprastas, and Sannyasis. And then one of the newspaper reporters sort of challenged him, saying, and what are you in this? You know, I suppose you're the highest, right? Like you've explained the whole system, but you're the highest, right? So everyone's under you. That was the implication. So when the reporter asked, you know, what are you? Srila Prabhupada hesitated, and he looked down, and with genuine humility, and very sincerely, he said, I am the lowest. I'm the servant of everyone. And that really was Srila Prabhupada's mood. It's inconceivable, you know, how someone as powerful and successful could be so humble and actually feel that he was the lowest and that he was the servant of everyone. When the devotees were planning the Vrindavan temple, they asked Srila Prabhupada about the Guru Gauranga altar, on which there's Gaur Nitai, and then Srila Prabhupada and his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada said that they should make the deity in this pose with him, keeping his palms together and offering respects. He said that this is the pose that my deity should be in, because I'm the servant of everyone. So, I don't know how we can't even fathom the depth of his humility and realization, but to speak of aspire for it, but to get just a fraction of a drop of that realization, we could begin to serve him properly. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.